Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Welcome
shalom, shalom.
To Late Night in the Word. It's 11:30 on Saturday night, and we say shalom, shalom. That's how we introduce ourselves at Olive Branch Ministries, and welcome to Late Night in the Word. We're here again to open up the Word and talk about what we've been learning about salvation, about what is salvation, what is our new identity in Christ, what is our responsibility. And I have with me in the studio tonight, to my left, Robert Rodriguez.
Shalom.
And Diego Cruz.
Shalom, shalom.
And Joab Abimelech.
Shalom, shalom.
And Joab, would you like to give them the... we're also on, we'd like to say hello to the Blog Talk audience and also give out our phone numbers.
Yes, well, we have the Blog Talk radio number. You can call in for the 30 minutes that we'll be on Blog Talk Radio. And that number is 347-850-1420. Again, that's 347-850-1420.
Give us a call.
Amen. And speaking of giving a call, we looks like we do have a caller here on the Blog Talk Radio.
All right, praise God.
Let me put you on. You're on the air.
Welcome to Late Night in the Word.
Hello.
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 How are you doing today?
Hello, caller. Welcome to Late Night in the Word.
How are you? We're doing well.
Yes, I'm doing well myself.
Makes you call in today?
Hello.
Late
Night in the Word.
I was trying to ask a question about... Are you all taking questions?
No.
Sir?
Well, hang in there. Just technical difficulties. We know you're there. Yeah. We're sorting it out right now.
Hello.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Welcome to Late Night in the Word.
Yes, can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
All right, I want to ask the question.
Yes, sir. What's your name?
Rod.
Rod?
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Rod. Welcome to... Late Night in the Word. We're glad to talk to you. Where are you calling from?
Arkansas.
Arkansas. Wow. And you listening through Blog Talk Radio?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Yes, sir. We'll be happy to hear your question. And I'll repeat the question. It looks like we only have you through one set of headsets here, so it caught us a little bit unprepared. We're dealing with some new sound equipment here and trying to get used to it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trying to see, have you heard of a spirit husband or a spirit wife? And I was trying to see, is that true?
Actually, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of a spirit husband or a spirit wife. I've been under my present teacher. Our pastor is Pastor Richard Weintraub, and we're a Hebrew Roots ministry. And no, I've never heard anybody ever mention that. Could you elaborate a little bit about what that is?
That I was asking. It's spiritual. It was talking about how people, there are different types of spirits that try to attach us through different people. Like,
okay.
Through sex and through those different types of spirits that try to come in to control. To control that person.
Wow, that's definitely, you know, in Ephesians chapter 6, the Apostle Paul tells us to be strong in the Lord And he says the reason why is because we fight against powers and principalities and rulers of this age and spiritual wickedness in high places, and not just against flesh and blood. And he gives us the admonition to strengthen ourselves in God and to put on the whole armor of God, because there's definitely warfare in the spiritual realm, demons that are trying to do us harm, demons that are trying to resist us, and trying to even destroy us. You know, in Peter's epistle, he says to be careful, because Satan is like a roaring lion seeking whom he might devour. So I've never heard of that particular thing regarding that, but, you know, one of the things my pastor says to us when, and he teaches us, Pastor Weintraub, is that we need to pray and we need to be watchful. We need to listen to what people are saying, because what people say, there's a discernment in what people are speaking, which kingdom it's coming from. And one of the ways that we discern, is it the truth? Because we know that the devil is a liar. And if we know the word of God, we know the truth. And if he's saying something that's not true from the word of God, then we know we're being lied to. So that's one of the ways, you know, that was one of the first things in the armor that Paul gave us, is to gird our loins up with the truth. The other is, you know, to have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel, and to have on the breastplate of righteousness, to know, you know, in Jesus, to know the finished work, to know what Jesus has done for us, you know, that he died on the cross for us, and he did away with our old man on the cross when he went to the cross and died. And, you know, it says in, let's look here, in 1 Corinthians 5:21, it says, he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. So that's the big thing about the gospel being called the good news. The good news is that God brought his own righteousness in. And when we believe in Romans 10:10, we believe under righteousness. And that's what Paul's explaining to the Corinthians here in 2 Corinthians 5:21, that in Christ we have become the righteousness, because Jesus, who knew no sin, he went to the cross and died as a man. He didn't sin, but he took all of our sin upon him. And when he died as a man, he became sin for us. And now, believing, we have become the righteousness of God. And that's a truth that the kingdom of darkness does not want people to know. They don't want people to know the truth and know who we are, because we know who we are and we know what the scriptures say. That's how we're going to walk, and that's how we're going to be. And that's following Jesus in discipleship. Have you been walking with the Lord for a while, Rod?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. And you're part of a ministry now that you belong to, since you came,
sir,
to the Lord. When did you get saved?
When I was nine.
When you were nine?
Yes, sir.
Wow. And is there anything specific we can pray for you? Or with you on?
Just for wisdom and the, you know, God keeping me in his grace and his mercy, and, you know, being strong in his word.
Okay. All right. Well, Father, we just thank you for our friend and brother Rod, and brother in Christ. And Lord, we just pray for him, Lord, to receive wisdom and to continue to grow in grace, Father. And we thank you for having him as a listener. And we hope you'll continue to listen and that we can share with him. And Lord, we just pray the questions that he has concerning the scriptures. And Lord, you have him in your hand, and we just pray, Lord, give him wisdom, give him understanding, help him to know the truth, Father, and to not be deceived. These are perilous times that we live in, and it's so easy, Lord, if we're not paying attention, and if we have friendship with the world, that we could be led astray, and we could be distracted from the truth. And so I just pray, Father, that you keep him focused and keep him in the Word, and help him with his walk in Jesus' name. You still there with us, Rod?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Hold on a second. Can y'all hear?
Uh-uh.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I can't. No. Was there any more questions, Rod? Is there anything else we can help you with?
Nope, you did a good job.
All righty. All right, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
All right, you will. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. All cool. Right. I don't know. Could the radio audience hear that phone call? I'm not sure.
Well, praise God. We appreciate Rod giving us a call. And you were saying that, before the call that we were thinking about and praying about what we've been hearing today and this week in our teaching, in the teachings from Pastor. I know today's message was a really very, very, very much on point, and I think got a lot of us thinking about where we are with regards to walking in that power and in that might that is also part of our salvation, that our salvation is not single dimensional. It's not just about not just about eternal life. And eternal life is a big deal because we don't want to be separated from our God, our Lord. But we're in the here and now, and the Lord has equipped us to live in the here and now. And he not only has equipped us, but he has a mission for us in the here and now. So it's exciting to hear the message today. And as Pastor continues to help us peel away the onion, so to speak, of what our walk is supposed to look like. Any thoughts, Avery?
Just to go back to the scriptures and kind of get reconnected here and try to overcome the technical difficulties and get back into a pace. Go to Romans chapter 4. It says, what shall we say then that Abraham, our father, is pertaining to the flesh is found? For if Abraham were justified by works, he hath whereof to glory, but not before God. For what saith the scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. So, Abraham has found that it's showing in scriptures. Paul's teaching us that it's because Abraham believed God that it was accounted to him for righteousness.
Wow. Praise God. So Abraham had to hold on to every word that God spoke to him. So very, very, very powerful.
So in verse 4, now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven and whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. So in the Psalm, I believe that's Psalm 32. I'll go back to the Psalm in the Old Testament.
Oh, yeah.
32.
This is how it actually reads in the Psalm from the King James Version. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, in whose spirit there is no guile. In other words, who isn't deceived. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer. Selah. Verse 5, I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and my iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin. Selah. And then verse 6, for this shall everyone that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Selah. And one of the things that we were talking about today is that salvation is deliverance. The word Yeshua, our salvation, is Jesus. And his name means deliverance because he's our deliverer. He's the one that God promises to send in the scriptures. He's the one that God promises to send in Genesis 3:15 when he promises that there's going to be a seed of the woman who's going to crush the head of the serpent.
Wow.
He's the seed of Abraham who God promises a seed to, who will possess, and it says your seed will possess the gates of their enemy. And those who hate them.
Also a blessing to the nations.
And a blessing to the nations.
Yeah.
All the nations of the earth will bless themselves in Abraham.
Amen.
Yeah. When you say Abraham believed, what is, because it's the simple, when you say is Abraham believing God, what does that mean?
Abraham believed.
Yeah. So what does that mean? Because many people say, I believe.
Abraham rested in the promises of God. The things that God came to Abraham and God shared with him. We talked about that this morning too, because Paul talks about it also. He didn't have to see and didn't see all of the outcome of these promises come to pass to believe. God said it and he believed it. When God said, I'm going to multiply your descendants, because it was promised to Abraham that he would have a seed, that he would have a son at an old age, and that God would open up Sarah's womb and she would have a child. And Abraham just believed it. He didn't wrestle with God. He didn't argue with God about it. He believed God. And it says there in the scriptures that he believed unto righteousness. It was accounted to him for righteousness.
So and my other question is that what you told me is for everyone, every believer who believe in Christ Jesus, is only for Abraham. So we have to take the what God has promised to us and walking like Abraham walked and believe what God will do and the promise.
I think how we walk will represent whether what we believe. In Romans chapter 10, close to chapter 10. Now, if you look at verse 10, it says, "For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And in Christian religion, it's turned into a method. It's not so much a method there, but
10-10.
It's just showing how righteousness comes in. You know, it's not our righteousness. This is God's righteousness. Jesus is the righteousness of God. He came in. Jesus said, "I come from the bosom of the Father." He brought righteousness in when he was birthed into this world by the woman and by the Holy Spirit. And he said, "When you believe in me, you pass from death to life." And so he comes in. He comes in the time when he's born, and he grows up, and he grows up in the scriptures. He grows up. We find in John 5, verse 30, he doesn't do his own will. He only does the will of the Father. He does what he sees the Father doing in the Word. He also follows the leading of the Holy Spirit, which is the revelation of the Father's will for him, where he's to be and what he's to be doing, and not being ahead of God, but waiting on God and going when God says to go, when his friend Lazarus is sick. He's also, it shows him, in Matthew chapter 3, when he comes and he's baptized and he comes out of the water, and the voice says, "This is my beloved son who I'm well pleased," that he follows the leading of the Holy Spirit. It says he's led by the Holy Spirit into the wilderness. And so, in his obedience, in his walk, in the things that he does is a revelation that he is the righteousness of God. And those who believe and receive it are passed from death to life. And what happens is in his going to the cross and us knowing that the work is finished, that the old man was put to death on the cross, we now receive the truth of the gospel, that the good news of the gospel is that the old man is dead and Jesus is risen. He's risen unto resurrection life, and also the promise of the Spirit has come, because he said, if I go to, in John 14, he promises that if he goes to the Father, he's going to pray the Father. And the Holy Spirit is going to come to the body, and the Holy Spirit is going to bring the instructions of Christ and how to be Christ and how to walk Christ to the body of Christ. And so believing the body of Christ, each individual, the body of Christ comes in believing unto righteousness, and the Holy Spirit comes and baptizes the believer and seals the believer, and now the Word and the leading of the Holy Spirit are the conversation of salvation. Out of the second part of verse 10 in Romans is, "And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." And so our conduct, the act of righteousness coming out of us is salvation, it's deliverance. It's not us delivering ourselves; it's God delivering us, and delivering us through through faith, by grace through faith in the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Unto a walk of us believing that what God has said is true, that's our righteousness, not being conformed to this world. But it says in Romans chapter 12, flip over to Romans chapter 12 here. As it says, "I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. In verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
So what does that mean?
Be not conformed to this world. I think it's real simple to explain to the listening audience that there is a teaching and a training in this world. It's called the way that seems right to man. There's a way that seems right to a man, but it leads to death. It leads to destruction. And everyone that's born into this world first is born into Adam. And Adam sinned when he ate from the tree that God said, don't eat from this tree, and the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. And death came in, and that death has been reigning over humanity, and humanity's been in bondage to that death. And then to being disconnected from communication with God and disconnected from access to the Holy Spirit. That's one of the other aspects that's come in. We learned that when Jesus went to the cross and died on the cross, that there was a great earthquake, and one of the things that happened was that the veil that separated the Holy of Holies was torn. And now we have a tear in the veil and access into the Holy of Holies, that we can go in God's presence and receive this mercy, receive this grace. To know what David knew in Psalm 32, blessed is the man whose sin is forgiven, who the Lord will not impute iniquity. So conformity to this world is continuing in Adam and being subject to the rudiments of this world and the things that we were taught in this world, the way that seems right to a man but leads to death. But being transformed by the renewing of our mind is receiving the good news unto righteousness, and now starting to walk in discipleship of Jesus, picking up our cross daily and following him as a new man unto eternal life. He said, if you lay your life down, you'll pick it up again. But if you hang on to your life and keep it, you'll lose it. And it's time to say goodbye to the Blood Talk audience. And now it's also time for the top of the hour transition to Robert Rodriguez and Diego Cruz to talk about the word in Spanish to our Spanish listeners. And welcome Robert Rodriguez and Diego Cruz.
Well, praise God, and thank you to the Blog Talk audience. We appreciate your listening, and invite you to come back next week when we'll be right here at 11:30 sharp studying the Word of God with you, and we'll be ready to go to answer any questions that you might have. So make sure that you listen in and call in, and we certainly say shalom, shalom to you. Shalom, so shalom. As we continue here, we're going to transition now to